Talent development. Study highlights shift in CEO recruitment. Von Redaktion Fleischwirtschaft.de. VOM, the 8th of May 2026. Bonn. CEOs are reaching top management positions later, not only in the United States but also across Europe. That is the finding of a new discussion paper examining career patterns and recruitment strategies in international companies. Executives are taking longer to reach the highest corporate positions than they did two decades ago, according to researchers from the University of Bonn and Princeton University. Their analysis examines changes in career paths, recruitment processes, and leadership requirements for chief executive officers, CEOs, in the United States and Europe. The research was conducted by Valentin Kecht, Professor Dr. Farzad Saidi, and Alessandro Lizzeri. The team analyzed data from more than 50,000 CEOs, drawing on information from the executive database Bordex, career data from LinkedIn, and corporate information from Compustat. According to the findings, the average age of CEOs in the United States increased by around 10 years between 2000 and 2023. The average age at appointment rose from approximately 48 to 55 years. A similar trend was identified in a sample covering 19 European countries, including Germany. The researchers attribute the development primarily to changing expectations of corporate leadership. Career paths leading to CEO appointments have become longer and more diverse, while demographic factors and educational background appear to play a comparatively minor role. Professor Farzad Saidi, co-author of the study, said that the role of CEOs had become more complex and that the requirements for leadership experience had increased accordingly. According to the study, candidates are responding strategically to these changing requirements by spending more time gaining experience across different functions, companies, and industries. In some cases, they are willing to accept short-term salary reductions in exchange for broader experience. The study also highlights differences based on company size. Large companies are more likely to appoint CEOs internally and develop generalist leadership skills within their own organizations. Smaller companies, by contrast, rely more heavily on external candidates with broad experience gained across multiple businesses and sectors. The increase in older CEOs is particularly pronounced among these firms. The researchers note that the trend may have broader implications for companies. Older CEOs, on average, tend to lead businesses with lower growth dynamics and less radical innovation. At the same time, the authors interpret the shift as an adaptation to a more uncertain and complex economic environment. According to Saidi, the long-term development reflected a shift towards generalist skills that support coordination, adaptation, and decision-making under uncertainty. He added that these capabilities were difficult to automate and were therefore becoming increasingly important.